Welcome, listeners, to Talk It Out. This is Renee Hogan-Bly, and this program is sponsored by Wings of Hope Living Forward, the nonprofit for grieving parents and grandparents everywhere. Today, we'll be taking callers after the first hour of our show. If you would like to ask a question, press the 1 key on your telephone to let us know you want to talk it out. My co-host and president of Wings of Hope Living Forward is Shirley Tripp Johnson. So please welcome Shirley, broadcasting live from Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Renee, and I apologize to anyone listening about what happened in that first few minutes. I have no idea why that happened, and Renee, I know you don't either. That's not the way the test shows have gone, so our apologies on that. This is our first broadcast, so we wanted to educate our listeners on the Wings of Hope Living Forward charity and what the organization has to offer the grieving, and also a little bit about Renee and I. At www.blogtalkradio.com/Wings of Hope Living Forward and press the follow button. For those sitting at their computer listening, click that follow button also. By clicking follow, you will be reminded on upcoming broadcasts, topic titles, and show times. This week we'll be on the air today from 1 to 3 Eastern Standard Time and again on Friday. Sometime over the weekend we will announce upcoming shows and the topics. So you can always go to the blog talk radio /Wings of Hope Living Forward for that information. The number to call in to listen to the show on your telephone is 516-531-9321. Or, as I said, you can listen on your PC by going to blogtalkradio.com/Wings of Hope Living Forward. You can also find the blog talk radio link on our website at wingsofhopelivingforward.org. Our website is up 24/7, so I urge everyone to go there and take a look around when you can spare some of your time. And before we start talking about the Wings of Hope Living Forward organization, Renee and I would like to tell you a little bit about ourselves and about our children, Chris and Tripp. Renee?
Thank you, Shirley. Like I mentioned earlier, my name's Renee Hogan-Bly, and I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Some of you guys have been able to come here. On June 3rd of 2008, I lost my only child, Chris, at the age of 30. Chris died in his sleep, and I had no warning. He was in a great mood that evening when we had dinner. There was no signs anything was wrong at all with Chris. He was sleeping on my living room couch, and I went to wake him, and he was gone. The screams and me begging God to please, please not let it be true resonates every day in my mind. And I've had some people tell me that it's PTSD, which I'm quite sure that's what it is. My son never married, so I'm not a grandparent. I lost my world that horrific day. I really lost my purpose in life because Chris was my purpose. My Chris was fun-loving, and he was kind to others, but he loved me more than words can describe. He talked about his mom to everyone he met, and he loved living with me. Chris was my best friend. His father left us when he was 11 months old, and he passed in November 2007, only a few months before Chris. I can remember getting mad because Chris was with him instead of me where he belongs. Yes, I fought a lot of demons and angry thoughts and had a very hard time forgiving myself after the death of my son. And after the funeral, I spent 4 long and hard years isolated and alone in a dark hole that I felt would eventually destroy me. But God had other plans, so here I am today working to help others who feel lonely and isolated after child loss. I worked with nonprofits for over 20 years, and I helped with fundraising for the Special Olympics and the Association for the Deaf, and helped to develop programs as a director of special projects for several charities like Cancer Recovery Foundation and others. I was also responsible for charity registration with attorney generals in all 50 states. I worked as a copywriter for a newspaper for 15 years. I can see how my work in the past has prepared me for my new purpose in life and helping grieving parents and grandparents. If I can help just one person get through this pain a little easier than I have, I will be here for you. I think my Chris would be proud that I can think again and keep his memory alive in a positive way. He said I was the strongest person he had ever known, and he was amazed after all of the things that we'd been through that I kept getting up and moving forward. Little did he know that I did it all for him. Chris admired his mom. So for me, I must live up to Chris's expectations in order to fulfill my purpose. Someday you'll all get to meet him, and I will be waiting on the other side to show him off. Let me mention that I'm really excited about our new Talk It Out show, and I pray that it will help moms by calling and asking questions. My responses will be solely from my personal experiences, not from a professional standpoint. Shirley, you want to tell us a little bit about Tripp?
Sure. My name is Shirley Tripp Johnson, and my son Tripp was killed February the 17th, 2010, on his way to work. A school bus driver carrying 46 children on his route that morning was neglectful and irresponsible as he talked on his cell phone, listening to his iPod, and ran 11 stop signs prior to pulling directly across traffic without looking, striking my son's car head-on, killing him instantly. The bus driver was charged with vehicular homicide and was sentenced to 18 months in jail. After only 6 months, he received a work release, which permitted him to leave a job and return in the evening. The driver of the bus ended up spending only 12 months locked up, but I now have to spend the rest of my life loving a son that I can't see or hug. I was never apologized to by him or any of his family. This same man also killed a 2-year-old toddler 7 years prior after he ran a stop sign and crashed into the car where she was riding. No jail time or even a fine was given for that death. I will never forget that day. I will never forget seeing Tripp bounce down the stairs smiling and saying, "Hi, Mama." I will never forget him packing his lunch that morning and handing it to him and him smiling, wanting to know what was in there. I will never forget the hug and the kiss as he was leaving and we were telling one another to have a great day. I will never forget Tripp opening the front door that morning, and even though there was 3 feet of snow on the ground and the sun was barely peeking through the clouds, Tripp said, with a bowed-out chest, "It's a beautiful day," and he took a deep breath, breathing in that cold winter air. I will never forget watching and waving to him all the way down the street until he was out of sight, then turning and saying to myself, "I sure love that boy." And I will never forget answering the door that morning and seeing two state troopers standing at attention with serious looks on their faces, asking me if Tripp Taylor lived here. After that came the mother's scream, total confusion, shock, and disbelief. After the funeral was over and I was all alone, I found the true meaning of despair. I would walk around screaming, "Lord, do you hear me, and do you even care? I want my son back, and I will do anything. Please, Lord, help me." The way my venture began is I put angel wings on a baby, and once the lady posted it on Facebook group, many people wanted an angel wing photo, so I created a page on Facebook just for those angel wing pictures, and that was created in January of 2011. And in May of 2011, I started my grief recovery, My Child Has Wings, Facebook group on for bereaved parents, and I also obtained my certification in grief counseling November of 2011, accredited from the American Institute of Healthcare Professionals. Since that time, I've taken a couple of continuing education courses on complicated grief and PTSD. Prior to dedicating all my time to the grieving, I was in operations management for most of my career, working alongside with automotive suppliers, construction contractors, and pump manufacturers. My early years were spent owning my own fitness gym, competition aerobics, and bodybuilding, as well as running a trucking company with my children's father, and I currently have a costume distribution company. I wouldn't be involved with a charity such as Wings of Hope Living Forward if it hadn't been for the death of my son, so I chose to help others in grief, and I know Tripp would be very happy. He was a mama's boy, and he thought I hung the moon, so I just hope I can make him as proud as he always made me. Being involved with other grieving parents is my purpose, and my son, Tripp, is the reason. I miss him more than I can ever say, just as you all do who are listening. Thanks for allowing me to share a little bit about me and why I'm here today. Renee, let's start off by just explaining a little bit about how Wings of Hope got started.
Okay, I'd love to. In 2012, God finally spoke to me and told me that I had to do something or nothing would ever change. At first, I thought he wanted me to make a change by moving and starting over, so I started planning a move. But then he spoke and said, "What about your book?" And I thought, "Oh, my book." I had planned to write one right after Chris died, and I remember Frank saying, "Renee, you know, if you're going to write a book, it should be able to help people." And, of course, I was so early in my grief journey then that it sure couldn't have helped anyone. So after God spoke those words, I sat down and wrote When Your Baby Dies at Any Age, and it's my personal grief journey. I wanted to write the book to help parents, but I also wanted to write the book because I wanted people to know that my son and I did exist in this world. After me, there's no part of us that will exist. At the time, I did not know Facebook even had groups for the grieving. I played games and I chatted on occasion with some classmates from Arkansas, but as far as grief groups, I didn't even know they had them. The publisher told me one day to look for ways to promote my book. So I did a Facebook search and I found this huge group and joined. And this was my first encounter with anyone that had understood, that would understand my pain. And I became very excited to know that I was not alone any longer. When the book published in April of 2013, I announced it in this group that I so adored and I was kicked out. So I started my own Facebook group, Grieving Parents Healing Together, which has grown to over 4,000 members. One of the members said, I wish we could meet sometime. So I decided to look for a place so we could do just that, and I found a 14-bedroom mansion in the Great Smoky Mountains, and it would sleep 44 people. So I announced it, and during this time I contacted Shirley, and I asked her if she'd like to come, and she immediately said she would. So in a few short months, 44 grieving parents met at this mansion from 16 different states, and we spent 3 nights together. The only thing wrong was it wasn't long enough. We watched people with sad, heartbroken faces leave with smiles. A lot of healing happened in those few short days, and I made many new friends that understood my pain. Then Shirley called me after I got home, and Shirley, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. After meeting Renee in November 2013 in Gatlinburg, I knew right away that we were going to become very good friends. I loved her fun personality and knew in my heart that we would make awesome business partners. After discussing with my husband, Dan, I decided to go for it. I called Renee and communicated that since we both had the same vision that we should use my corporation already established to get a charity started for grieving parents. Renee agreed, and we quickly made a plan for me to fly to Virginia Beach and get the paperwork in order. Excuse me, my mouth is really dry. We spent countless hours filling out applications, creating the organization's bylaws, policies, rules, confidentiality agreements, and many other documents needed to submit along with our 501c3 application. Once we had all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted, the application was mailed to the IRS and we waited patiently, or should I say impatiently. In the meantime, thousands of hours were spent building the Wings of Hope Living Forward website, and I do mean that literally. Thousands of hours. We were aiming for March 1st as our website launch, and we made it. March 1st, 2014, we went live, and September 4th, 2014, we received our determination letter from the IRS, and we were approved after only a few short months, which is in most cases unheard of to be approved that fast. Any purchase that you make from Wings of Hope Living Forward website or any purchase from a booster fundraiser or the monies you pay to attend a retreat, just remember that all of those purchases are tax deductible for you, so be sure and keep your receipt so you can use those write-offs on your taxes. Brene, you want to talk a little bit about the retreats now?
Sure. You mentioned our vision. Our vision is to see Wings of Hope Living Forward, to bring all of the charities and groups together so that all parents have an opportunity to know about us and experience one of our healing retreats. The retreats are always in a home atmosphere, not a hotel atmosphere, for a reason. The home atmosphere allows us to become closer with each other, like a family reunion. We wear pajamas if we want to. We have meetings on various topics. We have cookouts, balloon or butterfly releases. We try to do some group excursions together when we have the funds. We go out and shop and visit the area and have one-on-one conversations with the other moms and dads. We do karaoke, have mom talks. Sometimes we have a craft. We share the cooking and cleanup. And we have a candle lighting in memory of our precious children at all of the retreats. We just spend the week getting to know one another and sharing our stories. most of the 7-day retreats cost us $450. Excuse me. And that includes your food. It really is affordable if you think about the cost of most 7-day vacations. Oh, how I would love to see every parent come to a retreat and receive a renewed sense of hope someday, because you get that. You get a renewed sense of hope. We understand that not everyone can afford to come, because so many of us are not able to work and we lose our jobs and so many things happen after child loss. Wings of Hope, through our T-shirt sales and donations, have been able to sponsor about 30 people to a retreat. One of our dear friends, Roseanne Quilty, who has lost 2 sons in the same year, came to us with a matching program called the Roseanne Quilty Fund. When you donate to the Roseanne Quilty Fund, Roseanne matches your donation. So if you donate $225 and Roseanne matches it, that sponsors one parent. We are also you're welcome to get your own sponsor. If you know a business owner, go to them and ask them to sponsor your retreat. It's 100% tax deductible to do to that business. And however, it is separate from the Roseanne Quilty Fund. This is considered an individual sponsorship. And we will give any business owner who sponsors a retreat a link, a direct link from to his website from our website, so people can get to know who his business is. And maybe our listeners can explain some of this to the business owner so that they, if they want to help the grieving parents, that they know how they can, help through the Roseanne Quilty Fund or just directly for one of the moms in their area. Shirley, would you like to discuss Amazon Smile and some of the other affiliates we have?
Sure. We have several programs that we're affiliated with that gives a small percentage back to our charity. If you visit our website at wingsofhopelivingforward.org and scroll down to about the middle of the page, you'll see a complete section dedicated to this. All you have to do is click on the image, and it will take you to a page where you can make Wings of Hope Living Forward the charity of your choice. When you make a purchase or choose Wings of Hope Living Forward as your charity, the business you purchase from will actually give the donation. You, as the customer, are not donating. You're just telling who you're buying from that you want the money donated to Wings of Hope Living Forward. Amazon Smile, we get 0.5% of the price of your eligible Amazon Smile purchases. So whenever you shop on Amazon Smile, there would have to be like $1,000 in purchases for us to get $5. So that program's not really working for us very well. We don't have a whole lot of people that are signed up on that. The iGive program, there are thousands of stores that have teamed up with iGive and gives a small percentage back to a charity of your choice. Please sign up for iGive and download the iGive button. Once you're on a website that's affiliated with iGive, you will see it pop up on your screen. I believe it pops up in the lower right-hand corner, and all you have to do is click on it, and Wings of Hope Living Forward will receive a percentage of the sale. So far, we have received approximately $40, I think, every quarter from iGive. So iGive seems to be the best thing working for us right now. But this summer, iGive is doing a promotion where all you have to do is share. And when anyone joins iGive in July for the first time, $5 will be donated to the Wings of Hope Living Forward. And there's no purchase necessary. All you have to do is share it. And when people go there and download the iGive button through 10/15/15, so this is going on through October 15th, that will be judged on how many people sign up. The person who gets the most new members to sign up for iGive in July earns $500 for the charity. So we're kind of excited about that, and we hope people participate with iGive. If you shop on eBay, if you have selected us as your charity, they will donate 10% of the sale back to Wings of Hope Living Forward. Same thing on our website. Just click on the icon. It'll take you directly to the eBay page, or you can select Wings of Hope Living Forward. In that same area on our website, we also have an Amazon affiliate link. So if you shop Amazon, if you'll go through our website and click on that link, then we would receive $10 from Amazon for whatever your purchase was. So we encourage each of you to go through those links and sign up and list us as your favorite charity, because every little bit helps, and right now we need all the help we can get. Renee, let's tell the listeners about the resources that are available on our website.
Okay, and if we have any eBayers out there, let me mention, if you eBay and sell products on eBay, you can also go now and add us as your charity, and what you sell, you give like 10% to Wings of Hope. My brother just did that. He has an eBay store, Janet's Retail, for shoes, and he added us, and so we get 10% of his shoe sales. So if any of you'd like or feel giving and would like to donate that way, you can do that. We have great resources, I feel like, on our website. It includes groups and blogs. If any parent has a blog or a radio show, or you have a Facebook group, or you run a local group where parents can meet, you can list under our groups and blogs section for people to find you. See, we're not in competition with organizations or Facebook groups. We want to join together with them, not to take their members. Our goal is to include everyone dealing with child loss. So if you run a group and you are a member of other Facebook groups, please personal message the administrator and ask her to list the group on Wings of Hope Living Forward. We have a lot of people that find our website that don't even know about Facebook groups, and they can go to this link and click on the link, and it takes you directly to the join page. So they can choose your group and go to your join page, join your group, and, you know, find some support that way. Also give your Facebook admins the archive link to this show so that they can learn what Wings of Hope Living Forward is really all about. We're not a Facebook group. We're a charity, which is an outside group. We also have a grief counselor section, which needs lots of attention. As parents who have experienced child loss, we want only counselors who have experienced child loss themselves. So if you know of any counselor that fits this description, please have them contact me at Renee@WingsOfHopeLivingForward.org or Shirley@WingsOfHopeLivingForward.org. I promise to work on this myself in the near future, but if you have had good success with your counselor, I would like to know who they are so that I can contact them. We have a book section. It's compiled of books written by other grieving parents and authors who have written books so that can help us to come to terms with their grief. So please, if you have read a book that has really helped you, or you know of another grieving parent who has written a book, they are more than happy to list. We're more than happy to list your book on our store. Your book will be directly linked to the page where it can be purchased, and it's free to the author. It doesn't cost you a penny. You can list your book for more recognition, and we're happy to do that. Also, I want to mention that I have opened a grief books group on Facebook for authors and parents to find books on grief. This is a public group, so if you know any authors, be sure to tell them about grief books on Facebook. Next, we have articles on many different grief topics, from newly bereaved parents to anger and myths about grief stages. All of these articles are good, and I hope that you find some time to read them. Shirley's always adding new information, so you can visit this article section often. Our causes section is for parents who are bringing awareness to their loss. I personally am a bringing awareness to the damaging effects of energy drinks because I feel that they may have contributed to my son's death. Energy drinks cause permanent damage to the contraction of the heart. One lady on there sells arm bracelets and provides swimming lessons because she lost a child from her child from drowning. And we have others simply seeking justice for their child's death. The causes section of Wings of Hope Living Forward website is open to anyone with a cause. And then we have our foundation section for nonprofits. If you have started a foundation or you know anyone who runs a foundation in memory of their child, they're welcome on the Wings of Hope Living Forward website. We need this. We feel that this is a wonderful thing for any parent to do in memory of their child, and there are thousands of them out there. It's hard to start a foundation when only a few people know you exist, so bring your foundation here for more exposure. We'd love to share. You'll have a link to your foundation website so people can donate if they want to, and we will give you all of the recognition we can by hosting your organization on our front page on occasion. And I feel that if the grieving can work together instead of against each other, we can get a lot more accomplished. Shirley, would you like to talk about the Leave Act and awareness programs that we support?
Sure. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about National Grief Awareness Day on August the 30th. Angie Cartwright is the founder of National Grief Awareness Day. And just so everybody knows, I know some people think that this has already been passed. It has not. We're asking for the opportunity to have National Grief Awareness Day on August 30th each year and for it to be a day of awareness and education. We certainly don't need anybody to remind us to grieve, that's for sure, but we do need support. So Grief Awareness Day is designed to help grievers as others become more aware of our needs as a griever and the benefits they obtain through the support of others. It's our opportunity for all of us grievers to raise awareness and the painful impact that the death has on us as a human being. Please, if you hadn't signed this petition, I'm asking you to visit the Wings of Hope Living Forward website and scroll to the bottom of the homepage. You'll find the link to the petition there. We need 1 million signatures, and we're not even close yet. Please feel free to share it with your family and friends or anyone you know who is grieving a loss or anyone that you even think would sign the petition. Just please pass it around, and if you haven't signed it, we urge you to do so. Next, we have the Parental Bereavement Leave Act. It's called the Farley-Kluger Initiative to amend the current FMLA Act. This act, when approved, will enable parents to use FMLA after child loss instead of having to return immediately after their loss. This link can also be found on our website at wingsofhopelivingforward.org. We need everyone's help with this, too. It only takes a few minutes to sign these petitions, and they both are for a very good cause. Another thing that you might have seen spreading around in the groups is one of our Wings of Hope Living Forward members in Kentucky shared her story on a website where people can vote on her story, and Teresa wrote about her son and what all she did to raise money to pay for her son's funeral. It's an amazing story. So if you see that on your Facebook wall or in a group, please click on that and vote for that story, because Teresa has actually named Wings of Hope as the recipient of the money if she gets the most votes. So we would actually receive a check for $50,000 as a donation from this company that's putting on these stories. And we thank Teresa for adding our organization as the recipient. And you can vote once a day from all your devices. So if you see us post it, please try to go there and vote. And we'll try to put that link on our website also. It's not on the website currently. And lastly, I want to mention the first annual National Grief Convention that was held in Indianapolis this past April, founded by Linda Fell. I attended the convention, and Linda did an amazing job with the planning of the convention. And next year, the Grief Convention will be held in Nashville, Tennessee, April the 22nd through the 23rd of 2016. So if you are able to attend, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And as more details become available on that, we'll post those on our website as well at wingsofhopelivingforward.org. Let's talk a little bit about the state chapters, Renee.
Okay. Currently, we have 31 state chapters. And the Canada group. We still need state leaders in Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Montana, Hawaii, South Dakota, Maine, Oregon, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, Kansas, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, New Hampshire, and Delaware. So if anyone out there is interested in being a state chapter leader, you can get in touch with me at renee@wingsofhopelivingforward.org. And I will try to get you a room set up so you can start inviting people from your state. The state chapters were designed for people to be able to meet on a more local basis. It's set up for the state leaders and the people in the groups to decide how they want to meet. If you want to have a monthly grief meeting, that's excellent. If you want to have a quarterly get-together for the day, that's okay. The main reason is the state chapters is for people to be able to meet closer to home and get to know one another. Shirley, do you want to talk about the get-togethers?
I can't say enough great things about the get-togethers and the fantastic job that some of our state chapters are doing in their areas. With the majority of grievers losing friends and sometimes family after the loss of a child, the get-togethers are a wonderful place to make new friends who understand your pain and who will never walk away from you. It's not as easy for us to make new friends as older adults, and these get-togethers provide that opportunity for us. I began having get-togethers in 2012 and try to have at least two per year. In the beginning, there were so many sad faces, barely able to look up or even being able to talk at all, and so many tears fell from so many broken hearts. Now to see some of those same people at a get-together is totally different. There are more smiles and a lot of fewer tears, and all of us are now friends. The state chapters are so important. Without them, the people wouldn't be able to meet each other that live in the same area, And the chapters provide that opportunity for parents to come together, get to know one another, share about your children, and grow and heal together. Last December in Pennsylvania, we had a candle lighting ceremony at a banquet hall, and about 40 people were there. Every family member, or every family, received a candle with their child's picture on it, and we had a wonderful time. And Renee, you drove up from Virginia Beach and attended the get-together at my home in August, which was awesome. I was really happy you got to meet some of the Pennsylvania group members. And I realize that some grievers have anxiety issues when thinking about attending a get-together, and many have actually gotten to their car and had good intentions of coming, and then suddenly it hits them and they turn around and they just can't do it. I urge you to keep driving. You will be in a place that is best for you no matter what's going on, and even if it's one of your darkest days, you'll be in a good place. For those of you who are listening, for those of you who are listening, you can join your state chapters by going to our website at wingsofhopelivingforward.org and click on retreats. There's a drop down there to select state chapters, or you can type Wings of Hope in your state in the search bar on Facebook and find them that way. We have several state chapters who are having get-togethers and continually planning for their next. Florida, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, and Tennessee are just a few. Renee?
Are you there?
Renee?
Yeah, Arkansas has really been doing well in their state, and Tennessee has met often. Texas has done pretty good, too. Now, Virginia, on the other hand, we've been working to get one organized for almost a year, and this is where I live. Donna Coster and nor myself haven't been able to get people interested in a get-together. So it's harder in some areas than others, but I think keeping conversation going in your group helps. You can find the groups, like Shirley said, with a Facebook search by putting Wings of Hope Alabama, Wings of Hope Pennsylvania, or whatever state you're from, and your group will come up, and you can ask to join. The state leader will click you in, and you can post pictures of your child, introduce yourself, and get to know your local parents dealing with child loss. Even though the state chapters are mostly for planning events, I've noticed that the successful groups, if I can get it out, do a lot of talking to each other. And they kind of make Wings of Hope state chapter group just another one of their groups that they visit regularly. It's not to take away from anyone. It's in addition to. The state chapters is one way for Wings of Hope to be able to offer opportunities to any parent anywhere. This is what we're trying to do. Canada has been working to get established, and hopefully someday we'll have a UK group, an African group, a group in Australia, and hopefully go worldwide with our chapters. People who have never lost a child just do not understand, and you'll find when you get together with others who do understand, it's different, and it's more healing, because if you cry, it's okay, and if you laugh, it's okay. And after a couple of get-togethers, you really enjoy chatting with the people that you actually met at the state chapter get-togethers, and your rooms start getting more active. Getting to know each other is our goal. I don't know how many have lost their friends, but for me, I haven't been invited to a wedding or a barbecue or a birthday party or any event in 7 years from my old friends. The get-togethers and the retreats are places where I make new friends now, and people I would have never met if my son hadn't have passed away. After 7 years in grief, and I just had my seven-year anniversary in June, I'm finally at a point that I can look back and see the changes in me and where it's led me today and why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And I'm really happy that I have made some friends who understand me. For the ones that don't know me, I hope to get to meet you someday. And for the ones that do know me, I just know I'll always love you and think about you. Shirley, do you want to talk some about the store?
Sure. The Wings of Hope store, if you go to our website at www.wingsofhopelivingforward.org, on one of the tabs across the after our logo there underneath, you'll see where it says Wings of Hope store. And whether you're shopping for yourself or for one or someone else, you'll be able to find that perfect item in the store. There's so many items in there. When you have time, just go to the website and take a look around. We just brought on a lady who does an amazing job with the memory bears made from your loved one's clothing, and those also make a great gift for family or even a close friend of your child. We have a wonderful quilt maker, a guy who hand blows glass and will put ashes or hair inside the blown glass. There are many selections in our jewelry category, and to name a couple, we have a beautiful glass tear necklace that's very popular, and also a heart with angel wing bracelet crafted out of guitar strings, and it's very unique, and you won't find that anywhere else. I'm very fond of our T-shirt category. Renee and I have designed 99% of the graphics on those T-shirts, so if you don't see what you're looking for, all you have to do is just shoot us an email, tell us what you want, and if at all possible, we'll design that for you. Renee worked really hard on adding new store items the other day and kind of reconfiguring our categories on our storefront, so hopefully you'll be able to find what you want if you're looking for angels or butterflies or dragonflies or just about anything. Just click on it. Just keep searching. It's there, I guarantee. And if you're looking for something and it's not in our store, let us know. We'll find it for you. And Renee, since you're more familiar with those new items, I'll let you pick it up from here.
Okay. I want to mention that we do have an artist on board who does excellent portraits. My mom had a portrait of Chris done for me on his first anniversary, and I cherish it. I have it hung above my fireplace, and I really enjoy my painting. I think this is something that you may want to look at. And then we have a lady who makes quilts out of your children's clothing and does excellent work. We have a mom who makes personalized candles. Many of the moms love doing things like this because it makes others feel good, and the crafts, they do help them to heal as well. And that's what we want, is to help others. We put their crafts in our store, and some donate $5 or $10 on each order, or they give us 10%, some 20%. It's up to you. So if you make crafts and you want to list your products at the Wing Store, contact us, and we'll be happy to set you up a page on the website. Also, take a look at our new garden items. I know a lot of people like to do memory gardens, and I added a bunch of garden items. And then we have some new jewelry items. We now have the origami owl necklaces and a lot of memorial charms. And then we have I Love You to the Moon and Back necklaces and bracelets and the glass tier, like Shirley mentioned. And then there's lots of new items like urns, affordable marble monuments, angel statues. I'm looking for even more affordable monument substitutes that people can afford until they can save for a marble monument. So if any of you know of affordable monuments, please let us know, and I'll contact them. You can help us get the word out about Wings of Hope Store by sharing our post. I'd love to see the Wings of Hope Store become a place where people can find a gift for a bereaved parent. And so tell your family and friends about our items. And when you want to send something special to a bereaved friend, just be sure to look at our items. It'll be much appreciated because this is our main source of fundraising for right now. Shirley?
Also, I want to add, too, that there's a drop-down. Whenever you go to the Wings of Hope Store, you'll also see a gift certificate area. And if you're unsure about what someone that, you know, maybe they've lost a loved one and you want to send them a sympathy gift, you can also give them a gift certificate, and then they can come to our store and spend the gift certificate. So that's always an alternative option, too, if you're buying for someone else. I want to say something about the demeaning and cruel messages that Renee and I both receive on a daily basis. And hear me whenever I say this. We are not getting rich off of the grievers, nor have we ever put a dime in our pockets. All monies received go directly to the Wings of Hope Living Forward to assist us with our retreats, our excursions, all the goodies that are given out at the retreats, our printing costs, website costs, and there's just so much more. But we do not earn a dime. Listen, we have to walk the line and turn everything into our accounting and into the IRS each year, so we are doing this right, and we will continue to do so. So anyone who thinks that people get rich from charities, books, foundations, causes are just wrong, and I mean so very wrong. And at times we get messages that are so hateful and disrespectful. I mean, it saddens me to think that, you know, we're trying to help others, but others are so disrespectful or can be. And I just want you to know it's okay because we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Neither I or Renee are coasters. When we turned it on, we didn't walk. We decided to run, and we're not stopping. There are too many grievers out there that are in need of what Wings of Hope has to offer. And I just wanted to mention that because, you know, there's so many times, like, we'll post something in our group and there'll be a demeaning message there. I can't believe you're trying to get rich off the grievers. No, we're not trying to get rich off the grievers. We're merely posting things that grievers might want. And, yes, Wings of Hope might make $2 off of that item. And believe you me, we appreciate every dollar that comes back into our organization because every single penny helps. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. So, Renee?
Yeah, and the money that we raise does go for things that on our retreats. We did a butterfly release in Virginia Beach. It was beautiful. It was an amazing experience for me because I'd never been to one, and I loved it. But it cost Wings of Hope Living Forward $450. And we paid for a boat excursion so that we could go out to sea and see the dolphins running and put a message in the bottle craft out to sea that we'd all done for our kids. And, by the way, Chris's bottle was found by a soldier at Fort Story. He's going to reseal it, and he's going to send it out to sea for me. He said he'd put it on a big boat so they could get it way out into the ocean. So maybe it'll finally go somewhere. The main thing is that we'd like for you to know that Wings of Hope Living Forward uses money donated from the Wing Store to do these things for parents that they'll enjoy at the retreat and to help the state chapters with some brochures, business cards, and things they need to promote their state groups. It's a slow process, but all in all, I feel like we're doing a great job. Shirley, you want to talk about our retreats any and what you've seen happen at them?
Sure. Some people have said we were a clique, and that's absolutely not true. We kid about it, and anybody that comes to a retreat, we always kid around and say, okay, now you're in the clique, but we're not a clique. Yes, we have many people that we see at every retreat and some who attend one per year. At each retreat, we have more and more people that get hooked and want to come back, and we are so grateful for that. There's so many wonderful people that we've met at these retreats and get-togethers. Each retreat fills up really fast, and we're always receiving emails and calls from people who want to come that we have to turn away due to lack of space. And I want to say this, too. We have a lot of people we get emails from wondering why we don't ever have anything on the West Coast. Well, the reason we don't have anything on the West Coast right now because the homes aren't large enough to host a retreat the size that we like to have them, and they're just way too expensive. And when you add airfare in that, it becomes unaffordable. So through research, we found that it is less expensive to attend a retreat on the East Coast and pay for airfare from the West Coast. On the West Coast, it would cost at least $2,000 for a week, and that's with food included. And that cost actually would probably be more. Renee?
I met a lot of people this year new in Virginia Beach. I think maybe 16, and there was three couples. I had met Nancy before, but Randy, I had never met Randy, and there were a lot of new moms. I really enjoyed lots of new friends at this retreat. The smaller retreats are the all-mom retreats, and we do get a little crazy at these retreats because the men aren't around. We have our beauty pageants, and boy, we get beautiful, too, I'm telling you, in a funny way. It's wonderful. I've had so much fun. And to think that you can laugh. I remember Deb Mama Bangs at the Arkansas retreat said, I haven't laughed like this in 4 years and really meant it. And she said, I'm having so much fun. She sang karaoke, and we cooked together and talked together and slept together. And I think Kitty slept on a blow-up in the bathroom at that retreat. But it's okay. If that's what you want to do, it's fine. If you want to come out in the morning and get your cup of coffee with your pajamas on, that's fine. If you want to, we want you to be comfortable. I can remember at the first retreat, Bert and Lynn were there. Lynn runs the Florida chapter. And Bert is an amputee, and I had been around amputees, and I knew how heavy the artificial leg got. And so I went over to Bert, and I said, you know, you don't have to wear that heavy leg all the time if you don't want to. Take it off and get comfortable. And, boy, he headed right through that room and took his leg off, and he used his crutches for the rest of the weekend. But that's because we do want everyone to be comfortable when they're at the retreats, and the home atmosphere makes it easy to be that way. When you sign it up for a retreat and you pay your deposit, and we do normally break the $450 into three payments so more people can afford to come, but when you pay your deposit, we put you in a retreat room on Facebook. This is where we do our planning and get to know one another before we ever get there. And people post pictures of their children for Shirley to make the candles and to help to do some other special things we do for the retreats. Shirley and I put a lot of time into planning surprises and nice things for everyone attending, so you're not just sitting around looking at each other.
And my daughter Deidre and I flew to Orlando and attended Lynn's first get-together. And I remember walking up and seeing Bert, Lynn's husband, before her, and I hugged him, and I said, "So, Bert, you still just have one leg, huh?" And he laughed, and, you know, he started laughing, and the joking began. Bert and his band played music in the backyard, and they even had a stage. It was great. Lynn and Bert are awesome people, and if you live in Florida, please, you know, join that state chapter and plan to attend their next get-together coming up in August.
Yeah, I spent some time with Lynn and Bert at their house when we did the Florida retreat, because I wanted to make sure that Irma got there okay. Irma's our pastor lady who goes around spreading her angel dust on everybody, and Lynn and Bert are wonderful people. Frank stayed a week with Bert while Lynn and Irma and I went on to Fort Lauderdale. Our main focus is always on grieving parents, because it's a different kind of pain and a different kind of loss, one that will never go away. So far, Wings of Hope Living Forward has had 7 retreats, including the first one in the Great Smoky Mountains in November of 2013. We had the Virginia Beach retreat in May of 2014, an All Moms retreat in Arkansas on Greers Ferry Lake, our second annual Smoky Mountain retreat in November of 2014, and then we had another All Moms retreat February of 2015 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Our second annual Virginia Beach retreat was this May, and our third annual Smoky Mountain retreat is sold out for late August. But we do have space available for our fall retreat, October 20th through the 27th, back in Virginia Beach. This Virginia Beach is a popular destination. There are tons of things to do here, so if you're interested in the fall retreat, go to wingsofhopelivingforward.org and click the Retreats tab and find out more information. The tourists will be gone then, and the weather should be real comfortable. Soon we'll be announcing an exciting spring retreat in a 16-bedroom mansion. Watch for the details. Shirley and I would like to give a shout-out to a few people who have really supported Wings of Hope. And I would like to say thank you to Aunt Kitty, Kathy Sova, who is one of our board members. Kathy's attended almost every retreat and runs the Michigan group. Also to Janet Frank, she's another board member who helps me get ready for all the retreats and advises us on travel. To Melanie Marshall, who runs the Tennessee group, Lynn and Bert Patterson in Florida. Lynn runs the Florida State chapter, and she's a real go-getter. I'd like to say thank you to Brenda Duncan and my dear friend Irma Appleton from Florida. For those of you who know Irma, I'll let you know that she lost Shane. That was her ex-husband on the 3rd of this month. So Irma's in grief again. Irma is our pastor, and she spreads her angel dust on all of us. She's lost 3 of her children. Don and John Coster, Donna runs the Virginia chapter, and she helps admin the Grieving Parents Healing Together in Virginia, and the Virginia chapter. Also, Barb Cleghorn, Gail Anno, and Patty Rulin, Roberta Keene, and Marcy Matson. Marcy runs the Suicide Grieving Parents Left Behind and attended several of our retreats. We also want to thank our substitute cook and chief bottle washer, Rhonda Sykes, Cassie Sewell, who has worked her butt off helping me get ready for Virginia Beach retreat this year, Rita Powell, who runs pretty much my Grieving Parents Without Surviving Children group and helps admin with Marcy's group, and Carol Chamberlain in California. She was at our first retreat and helps with the California group, and she's done an excellent job. California's met several times. and my dear friend Patricia Endress Wilson in Arkansas. She's the owner of Angels of Eureka. Hopefully we can get Patricia on one of our future shows. She also works with Roseanne Quilty and the Arkansas group. And last but not least, Roseanne Quilty for establishing the Matching Fund and Roseanne Quilty Fund. I know Shirley has people that she'd like to add to this growing list. So back to you, Shirley.
You know, there is just way too many people to mention, and I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody. But just to I want to thank the people who administrate my group, My Child Has Wings, to Barbara Stevens, Liz Carthy, Melanie Lott, Sharon Schillingman, Sandy Reed, Amanda Wheatley, Sherry Ritchie, and Gail Ano and Aunt Kitty have already been mentioned, Anita Hollis, and a special thanks to Anita Hollis for dedicating her book of poetry to me. That was so heartfelt, and I really appreciate that. I want to thank all of our state leaders and all the people assisting those leaders. And thanks to all of you in advance who will be supporting the Wings of Hope in the future and our radio broadcast. And my travel partners, Deb Mama Bang Schwartz and Don Baker, and Iva Jean Tennant for her support and dedication and fill in on group meetings. And I guess last but not least, my husband and my children for putting up with me during my endeavors with Wings of Hope Living Forward. It's time that we're going to talk about taking callers here just in a few minutes. I'm going to read a quote that my son wrote whenever his best friend died. But I want to let you guys know, I see everybody who's called into the show, and we have two people who are on the board who have said that they want to talk. So the guest call-in number is 516-531-9321. And if you want to talk, after you call in, press 1. And if you are already on your phone and you're listening on your phone, press 1 if you'd like to say something, and we'll get to your call in the order that it was received. And I just want to say thank you to Ruth Ann Blanchard, because she's our state chapter leader in New Jersey, and she was one of the first ones that we picked up and got on board, and she took off running too, and New Jersey's really going well, and they have get-togethers planned all the time, and then there's one coming up in Ohio in either August or September, and I know that Gail is working on one with Marcy in September for Illinois and Indiana. All right, so if you want to talk, just make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And, Renee, I'm going to read this quote, and then I guess we're going to start taking callers. Is that okay with you?
Sounds like a winner to me.
All right, Tripp wrote this quote after his best friend was killed, and he died a couple of years before Tripp. And I've always tried to go by this. It's not easy, but they are Tripp's words, and I cherish them. He wrote this: "No reason to dwell. Appreciate the memories that you got to share with such an indescribable, one-of-a-kind human being. That's life. It only makes the strong stronger. To everyone, just appreciate the good times." Tripp.